Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. This year, the Utah Shakespeare Festival will begin its 53rd season. At StoryCorps, 82-year-old Fred Adams told the festival's executive director, Scott Phillips, about founding the festival shortly after he moved to the small community of Cedar City.
I had just come out from New York to the small community, Cedar City, Utah, back in 1959 when I arrived. It was a bustling community of 18,000 with a small junior college of a couple of hundred students is all. I was brought in actually to start a theater department. I met my wife there. Cedar City was just undergoing a terrible experience. Cedar City was built on the iron ore industry, and the mines out west of the city were the main income for the community. Japanese steel had become so accessible and so inexpensive that American steel industry just kind of crumbled. Oh, it couldn't have been more than 6 months. Over 700 families in Iron County and Cedar City.
Ah, Iron County, that's iron ore.
Iron ore, and they were forced to leave. And of course, where Cedar City sits, right in the heart of the Utah Parks, within an hour's drive of Bryce Canyon to the north, an hour and 10 minutes drive to the south to Zion National Park, Grand Canyon only a couple of hours away, it had become a real tourist mecca, and tourism was the only industry left in that little community. My wife and I were in a laundromat called the Fluffy Bundle. We were doing our laundry together. I'd gotten there with my laundry, and there she was with hers. We were fiancés at the time, and in my Welch manner, I said, why don't we just conserve and put all of our laundry into one dryer? Well, of course, it took forever. And we were putting nickel after nickel after nickel after nickel into the dryer. As a result, while we were killing time, we sat in my little T-bird outside under a big cottonwood tree, and we started putting together what we would like to do in Cedar City. I had been to the Ashland, Oregon Shakespeare Festival and had seen what that festival had done for that little community of Ashland, which was very similar in size and in situation, hundreds of miles from anything, from big cities to either side. And we decided we could do a Shakespeare festival. So I had to go out and raise the $1,000 for the first summer's budget.
And this was back in 1959.
Well, it was actually in 1961. I went to the Elks Club, and I went to the Kiwanis, and I went to the Rotarians, and I went to the Chamber of Commerce. And I must say, the Chamber of Commerce, when I gave the idea of a Shakespeare festival, the idea went over like a pregnant pole vaulter. It was dead silence in the room. When I went to the city fathers to ask them if there would be any chance of some subsidy, I was literally laughed out of the chamber. They thought that was the dumbest thing. Now, if I'd come up with a festival that had some merit to it, but Shakespeare, absolutely ridiculous.
Hmm.
One of my students said, well, my brother is the president of the Lions Club. Why don't you go to talk to Ken? And we went to the Lions Club that morning, 6 in the morning for breakfast. After I had done my spiel, one of the Lions raised his hand and he said, Fred, how much of the $1,000 that you require do you think that you're going to be able to raise in tickets? Well, I answered to him very openly. I figured that we could raise all of it, but we had to have upfront money in order to buy lumber and fabric, etc. And he made a motion to the Lions Club that they underwrite the Utah Shakespeare Festival for any amount up to $1,000 that we did not earn in ticket sales. It was unanimous. That gave us our nest egg. We brought in over $3,000 that summer. Didn't have to pay a thing to the Lions. They never had to pay a dime out.
Right.
And we had $2,000 left over to start season number 2. And from that day on, we only spent the money that we had raised the year before.
We have some 150,000 people that see the productions each season. Yeah, it's been a remarkable journey.
Thanks. It's been fun, and it's been fun doing it with you.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.